Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated just for a moment. I would like to say how much we have thoroughly enjoyed being with all of you. And I can't tell you how much of an honor indeed it is to be asked to preach at this youth camp. And I want to say that this youth committee is second to none. They have treated me like an absolute king. My, I'm telling you, let's give them a big hand. They are great men, anointed men of God. And the preaching this week has been absolutely incredible. How many have enjoyed the preaching of this youth committee? My. Brother Claiborne this morning, what an outstanding job. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. How many is glad to be a part of the Holy Ghost generation? I wonder how many realizes tonight why you have the Holy Ghost. Boy, it got quiet. Why do we have the Holy Ghost? It's not just so we can go to heaven. It's so we can take everybody in our city with us. And it is so good to see all of the pastors, and my, so many of them have been so kind. And you are blessed here in California to have some of the greatest preachers in Pentecost. We thank God for every one of them. I wonder how many is ready tonight to have an apostolic demonstration of the Holy Ghost and fire. I wonder how many is ready to roll your sleeves up and make your mind up that tonight something's going to happen in this tabernacle that we have never seen before in the history of our life. Come on, everybody's not standing yet. We're not going to go anywhere until everybody's on your feet and got your hands clapping and your mind made up. We're going to have an apostolic demonstration of the Holy Ghost and fire. Now, I want to tell you something. We can't make it happen. But because of the hour that we live in, Jesus wants it to happen worse than we desire it to happen. And they tell me that wind's been blowing in Ethiopia, and wind's been blowing in the Philippines, and there's also been winds blowing in California, but I'm ready for a wind to blow in this sanctuary tonight. I mean a wind that will sweep across this auditorium and let the power of that fresh breath of God breathe on every one of us. If you have your Bible, turn to the book of John. John chapter 6. I've told everybody about you young people. It's going to be real hard to fit every one of you in our suitcase and carry you back to Texas. But if I could get you in Cornerstone UPC for one Sunday night, we could turn that city upside down. I've never seen worship in all of my life. I came in here so tired this morning I couldn't hardly see. They asked me what I needed. I said a case of a Sorbine Jr. Ben Gay at work if you can't find that. But when I saw you running early this morning and shouting and running these aisles, I thought, my God, I mean, I even came alive. John chapter 6. And Jesus went up into the mountain. And there He sat with His disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up His eyes and saw a great company come unto Him, He saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this He said to prove him, For he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there were much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number of about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise the fishes, as much as they would. When Jesus forms a miracle, it's big enough to go around, and it's big enough for you to get a complete fill. When they were filled, everybody say filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. I want to preach tonight from this subject, fragments for your future. Fragments for your future. I want us to lift our hands right now and ask God to let His divine will be done in this place. Lord Jesus, we thank You for Your goodness and Your mercy, Your power and Your presence. It's not by our might nor our ability, but dear God, we ask You on this Thursday night to let a powerful anointing of the Holy Ghost breathe in this place. I thank You for touching every young man and every young lady. Touch us tonight, O God. We thank You for it. We praise You for it. We rejoice in what You are going to do. Praise God. Now, how many is ready tonight? How many is ready to hear some preaching? I want us to really clap one more time, as unto the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Something is about to happen. Something is about to happen. Praise God. God bless you, and you may be seated. I am glad tonight that I am not serving a dead Messiah. I'm glad that I'm not serving a dead God who cannot hear me. I am glad tonight that I know that I'm not serving a second person in a divine trinity, but I am serving the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the wheel in the middle of the wheel. He is the great I Am. There's not two gods. There's not three gods. There's only one God, and His name is Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost is not optional. I said the Holy Ghost is not optional. When you repent and you are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, and you will speak in tongues as the Spirit gives you the utterance. I am here to declare to this congregation of young people here tonight, we need to be proud of what God has given to us tonight. We've got a holy heritage. I'm glad to be a one God, tongue-talking, holy roller, born again. I'm glad my name is on the rock and my foot is on the road. Hallelujah. I'm glad an old-time apostolic preacher preached to me this undefiled message, and this message still works tonight. There is no miracle like the miracle of salvation. I said there is no miracle like the miracle of salvation. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself. It wasn't a second person, but God Almighty put Himself in a fleshly body to come and live and die for the sins of all the world. And I'm glad I know Him tonight. Oh, hallelujah. What I'm trying to tell you, I'm kind of glad I am an apostolic here tonight in California, getting to preach to a bunch of apostolics that know who you are. We're not a no-name brand. We've got that name that is above every other name. Hereby, no man can be saved. You can't be saved without the name of Jesus. It's a powerful name. It's a holy name. It's a saving name. It's a washing name. It's a cleansing name. It's a holy name. It's a pure name. It's a righteous name. It's a powerful name. Everybody is going to bow at that name. But I'm glad I've been baptized in that name. I'm glad I've been washed in that name. I'm glad I've been sanctified in that name. I'm glad I've got the Holy Ghost. And I'm glad that the name can still make me shout. I can shout about the name of Jesus Christ. Don't you ever touch your head. Don't you ever feel intimidated around some stiff-necked Trinitarian that makes you feel backward. You've got a name! They can call us Jesus only if they want to. But we believe in the Father, and we believe in the Son, and we believe in the Holy Ghost, but we know who He is. I want to tell you why you're feeling something. Because when you preach about Him, there's power that moves in the house. Jesus was God in the New Testament. And Jesus is in this building right now. You can't preach about that name and not feel something walk in the house. Demons are trembling tonight because we're talking about that name. The entire ministry of Jesus Christ on earth was one miracle after another. But it was leading up to an ultimate miracle. He wasn't there to just heal the sick and to raise the dead and to cleanse the leper. His ultimate reason for being in flesh was to die for you and for me. He wasn't a weak, anemic Messiah. He could have called down angels because He had authority on earth. But He also was the supreme authority still in heaven. And everything He was doing, He was preparing so that we could be gathered together and gather in local assemblies and have end time revival like we're feeling it right now. The entire reason for His coming was to die and to raise on the third day and to go up into heaven and then to pour the Holy Ghost out in an upper room on the day of Pentecost so that the Spirit of God could surge through the entire earth. I'm telling you, the reason we're here tonight is because Jesus Christ came to this earth. If He wouldn't have shed His blood, there wouldn't have been any tongue talking. If He wouldn't have died on Calvary, there wasn't any need for tongue talking. Oh my. I'm going to try to preach it in 30 minutes, but I feel a 3-hour move of God in this house tonight. Oh, I'm glad I know who He is. Every time he took his hand, every time he touched somebody, every time he healed somebody, it wasn't just to make a book and a verse and a line in some book that we call the Bible. He was putting together something that could be duplicated. He wanted to do it in this New Testament church. He wasn't healing to show off. He wasn't raising the dead to show off. He was merely demonstrating, I've got all power. Somebody came to help the preacher preach. I can see that already. If I'll preach, I believe you'll get it. God, help me preach tonight. I want to tell you, when God came upon this scene that I preached to you, He already knew what He was going to do. He already knew what the answer was. He was already ready to work miracles on their behalf. He already knew the answer, but He wanted to know what they thought He would do. They looked at what they didn't have instead of what they did have. When you have Jesus, feeding 5,000 is nothing. But all they saw was a lad with just a little light lunch. Jesus worked a miracle that would be big enough to feed anybody that showed up. And when He got through pouring out His Spirit and working that miracle, there were 12 baskets that was collected. They were called fragments. They wasn't crumbs that had saliva on them. They were the unused part of the miracle that Jesus had placed in their hand. It wasn't contaminated. It didn't have spit on it. It was the unused part of the miracle. And Jesus said, gather the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. I want to tell you that Jesus Christ has given you the power of the Holy Ghost. You've been baptized in Jesus' name, and He's constantly been working miracles on your behalf. But I believe there is an unused part of the miracle that we have left in the ground many, many times. It's the memory of that miracle. We have allowed it to stay in the sand, and we have not collected it and taking it with us on our journey. Therefore, we have to constantly have our faith activated and preached to and propped up. But if this generation can find another dimension of faith, if you can get a hold of every miracle that has been given to you thus far and pick it up, there is no telling what's going to happen in the state of California in the next 12 months. Think about it for a moment. David walked out on the battlefield and he saw a Goliath. David immediately, anger got a hold of him. And he got to see all that was happening. And there was a righteous indignation that got a hold of his heart. And all of a sudden, David, in his conversation with Saul, he says, I can't use these because I have not proved them. But I'll tell you what, his brain started working. And it went in reverse long enough to take his hand and to reach over his shoulder and to pull a fragment from a past victory. And he said, the God that gave me the lion and gave me the bear is going to give me this uncircumcised Philistine. Some of you were healed as a child. But every one of you has been filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. And there is no miracle like the miracle of salvation. When that devil tells you, you can't have revival in your high school, say, get behind me, Satan. I'm getting a fragment. When he tells you, you can't be used of God, kick his eye teeth out and say, the God that saved me, and the God that died for me, and the God that gave me the Holy Ghost. Oh yeah, it's head stomping time in California. Some of you gotta get the devil under your feet. You've been on my back long enough, but I'm taking a fragment from a past miracle. Yeah. I'm getting a fragment. I've had the Holy Ghost. I've been forgiven. I've been washed. How many of you have alcoholic parents? Raise your hand. Are you ready? You ready for this? I'm going to give you a fragment. You ready? God filled this boy with the Holy Ghost at 15 years of age. Alcoholic mama and alcoholic stepdaddy. But I had enough Holy Ghost and enough fire that when I'd go home, I'd grab the neck of those whiskey bottles. Let me tell you something, devil. You've had my mama and you've had my daddy. You can shout now, but you won't be shouting forever, because my God is going to set them free. You're not holding my mama forever. You're not holding my daddy forever. Come on, Brother Martin, you got to help me preach. I said, Jesus, you and I is about to have a fit right here in this kitchen. We're going to shout in advance. I'm telling you, I have shouted unto the floor. Hold it. Hold it. You're going to get to shout. Oh my God. Brother John Shoemake, I was in my fourth year of youth pastor for Brother Orr Foss in Houston, Texas, when the phone call come. Hello? Nathan, this is Mama. I've been away from God for 27 years. God could never forgive me for all I've done. I feel like ending it all. Hold it, Mama. You know more scripture, Mother, than I'll ever know. Mama, let me tell you something. The God that loved you in your yesterday loves you right now. I started remembering in my mind, Brother John Shoemake, a new convert holding whiskey bottles, speaking in tongues, and calling down the fire of heaven. I said, Mama, 10 years ago when I broke a 6-day fast, God confirmed with 2 saints in the church that He had heard my cry. And you're not going to hell, Mama. You're going to live for God. Yeah. Brother Claiborne, I said, Mama, if you can get to church tonight, God's going to take that addiction of alcohol and break it out of your life. Her hair dyed bright red, looked like a man. She came in that back of that church. She sat on the back row. But when They started singing, "He brought me out of..." Don't shout yet. "The miry clay." The song leader shook. He said, "That's the wrong song. How about Amazing Grace? How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me, a woman so backslid. A fifth of Chevis Regal every day. I'm talking about an addiction." She got up. She didn't know if it was still in order to go to the altar before the preacher got a chance to preach. But she got up and she made her way to the altar. And when she got there, the power of God hit her. And she began to speak with tongues as the Spirit of God gave her the utterance. Guess what? Be still just a moment. A woman that smoked 40 to 60 cigarettes a day and a fifth of Chevis Regal almost every day. 9 years now, she's not had a drink and she's not had a smoke. And she's on fire for God. And some of you, the devil said, your brother's a homosexual and he's going to hell. He's going to burn in a red hot flame. And the devil's told some of you, your mama's going to hell and your daddy's going to hell. But there's enough fire in this house tonight and enough faith to loose every one of them if you can take a fragment. If he did it for this preacher as a new convert, my God, he's going to do it for you. And that's not all. Some of you is going to find dynamic anointing that you never dreamed you could have. You always look at everybody else and you're proud of their anointing. But tonight, the Messiah is coming to you and he said, "I've given you too many miracles for you not to be used of me." I'm closing. I'm quitting. Listen just a moment. Listen just a moment. A homosexual boy, young man, came into a revival service. His head was bowed. He was embarrassed and ashamed, and he couldn't look up. Because of a church who had plugged into prayer and fasting, he walked into an atmosphere where deliverance could be wrought in that service. And he came that night. Listen just a moment, please. God wants you to hear this. He came into that service. He couldn't take it anymore. With his head bowed low, he came to the altar before the preacher could get his hand on the young man's head. The young man threw his hand to his mouth and he began to regurgitate. He ran outside and for 30 minutes he emptied himself. And when he walked back through those double doors in the back of the sanctuary, the power of God hit him and he began to speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gave him the utterance. Fasten your seat belt. Why don't we believe San Francisco can have a move of God like they've never had in the history of their life? Come on, ladies and gentlemen, if it worked for you, it'll work for them. There's nothing that God can't do. And look out, California, there is a red hot apostolic revival that is coming. Listen to me. Listen a moment. Don't you be jealous of some other youth group's revival. Don't you talk about some other youth group's revival. Listen to me. That's just a fragment. Because if God's doing it in Modesto, He'll do it in Bakersfield. And if He's doing it in Bakersfield, He'll do it in Fresno. And God wants to do it at your hand. Just take a fragment from somebody else. Some of you right now, you've got brothers lost. You've got sisters lost. You've got mamas lost. You've got daddies lost. But there is a faith that is moving in this building that can unlock every door. If you'll plug in right now to what's happening in this sanctuary, they can be loose. The door can be opened. I want an anointing. I want an anointing like my pastor. I want an anointing. You can have it right now. Every time He's ever forgiven you, gather that fragment. Every time He's ever healed you, gather that fragment. Every prayer He's ever answered, gather that fragment. Gather it up. Gather it up. It's going to be material for a future miracle in your life. Come on, everybody, right now. I want you to praise Him. I want you to get ready for it. There's a break. There's a break. There's a break. There's a break. Yes. Yes. How do you know? He cleansed her. He cleansed him. He washed him. If you want to be used of God, if you want a touch of the Holy Ghost, raise both hands high in the air and just let it go. Just let it go. It's Thursday night. I know we've got a lot to do, but there's nothing more important than letting the Holy Ghost flow. That's it, son. That's it. Let that go. Quench not the Spirit. Quench not the Spirit. You're going home with faith. You're going home with power. You're going home with anointing. Some of you are going to be used in end time revival like you never dreamed. Yes, that's the Holy Ghost. Let it flow. It's going to get deeper. It's going to get stronger. It's going to get stronger. Let it go. I'm taking a fragment from a past miracle. It's going to become material for future miracles. That's it, son. Speak it out. Let it go. Talk in tongues. Let the Holy Ghost pour. Let it flow. Yes! Yes! Let it get louder. Let it get stronger. Come on, young man, cry out to Him. Cry out to Him. Cry out to Him. With one voice, it's going to get stronger. It's going to get stronger. Come on, one voice. One voice. One voice. One voice. A little louder, come on. That's it. One voice, one voice, one voice, one voice, one voice. Be free in Jesus' name. Be free in Jesus' name. Be free in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. That's it, young lady. He wants you. He wants you. He wants you. He wants you. Will He really use me? Yes. How do you know? He's using her. He's using him. take a fragment from a past victory. That's it, young people. You're not going home like you came. Some of you came on fire, but you're going home with more fire. Yes. I'm not just saying it. There's destiny in this building. There's some of you that God's going to use mightily. And you're underestimating what God's going to do in your life. I'm telling you, I see it. I believe it. Some of you that don't believe you can be used of God, you're the very one that God's going to use in this end time if you'll just take fragments from a past miracle. Oh, yes. Yes, He is. He ara la bohori and ara la bahaya. Just a moment. I don't want to belabor the point. Listen, just a moment. It wasn't but just a few days or months ago that my pastor, Brother Orland Ray Foss, had Bell's palsy come across his face. And I called him and he could barely talk. And then I went to a conference. And I saw an elder who used to walk with shaped, straight backbone and shoulders erect, head up with now his shoulders stooped and a slide on his foot. And I thought, dear God, don't let our elders die. Don't let our elders die. But I feel such a destiny in this building today. While inevitably some of those men are going to pass off of the scene. T.W. Barnes is going to be gone. Orland Ray Fawcett's are going to be gone. And I wonder, are there some young men that can go and gather some fragments off of the battlefield and say, God, if you use those men, somehow let me put myself in position where I could be a servant, where I could pick up a mantle and be used by you in this end time. We can't ever take their place, young lady. But there are some prayer warriors. There are some women who have gone overseas, who have been mightily used of God. And somebody is going to have to feel their shoes. You're going to have to pick up a fragment from a past miracle and say, God, I now have to be used of you like I've never been used by you. I'll go anywhere you want me to go. I'll do anything. If you're God enough to forgive me, I'll be man and woman enough to forgive myself. I want to be used by you. Ladies, God is inviting you. I know you're teenagers, but there's never been a day like today. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Let's be still a moment. Be still. Be still. Be still. Be quiet. Just a moment. Be quiet. Just a moment. Go ahead. Kiara la bohori under la bahaya. Kiatai under la bohosh under la bahaya. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Kiando lo bohori alabai. Kiando lo bohori ai. Yara la bohu shata la bahaya. Oh. Oh. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. right where you're at now, I want us to shift. I want us to clap our hands unto the Lord and thank Him for that wave of His Spirit that we feel in this place. Praise God. The Lord's going to use you. Yes, He is. 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 He's going to use you.
Hallelujah. Come on, young people. Come on, young people. The man of God just said the Lord's going to use you. Hallelujah. Offer yourself to Him. Offer yourself. Hallelujah. God, here am I, Lord, to be used. God, here am I to help my pastor. God, to be a vessel that you can work through tonight.
If you can use anything, Lord, you can use. Take my hand, Lord, take my feet, touch my heart. All on me. Let the power.